Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. More now on the top story this morning. Boston police say the two police officers shot overnight in East Boston are out of surgery this morning but remain in critical condition. They were injured in a shootout with an armed suspect who police have now identified as 33-year-old Kurt Figueroa, who was shot and killed by police. WBUR's Bruce Gilliman reports.
It started minutes before 11 p.m. Police responded to a domestic disturbance in the Orient Heights neighborhood of East Boston. The call to 911 said an individual might have a gun. Several police entered the house on Gladstone Street. On the police radio, officers screamed 303, the code for shots fired.
It was rapid. It wasn't like just like one at a time, like separated by seconds. It was like pop, 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 pop.
Eric DiCrescenzo was visiting a friend a few doors down. A SWAT team was on the scene in minutes. Several officers rushed inside the home, dragged two policemen out, and began first aid, applying pressure on the wounds. Police Commissioner William Evans says then there was a shootout with a man who lived in the house.
And the officers continued to engage in a gun exchange. At that time, they were able to neutralize the subject, who was armed with some sort of assault rifle, who also had on a ballistic vest, and he was neutralized.
Police say the suspect was 33 years old. He was living with a roommate in the Gladstone Street house. The roommate wasn't hurt or arrested. For an hour, police locked down the neighborhood, asking residents to shelter in place. The two wounded policemen were taken to Mass General. One is a 28-year vet of the Boston Police Force. The other has served 12 years. Nine more police officers involved in the shootout were taken to Tufts Medical Center, receiving treatment for stress and trauma. Police Commissioner William Evans.
I asked the public to pray for them. I know Reverend John Conley was here, came down, and about 50 of us gathered and prayed for the safety of our officers.
Suffolk County DA Dan Connolly has promised a, quote, thorough and transparent investigation into the shootout and the use of deadly force by Boston police officers. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.